There might be a deep sigh or a yawn that wants to arise after that release of the tissues. Now, with your arms at your sides, we'll do the same thing with the hands and the arms. So keeping the hands on the floor, just start to flop your hands towards the ceiling and towards the floor, and let the movement travel all the way up into your arms and your shoulders. Palms turning towards ceiling and down towards the floor. If it's okay for you to have your arms on the floor, that's great. That can be a nice way to do this. If you have a ring on and that's just not working, then you can keep your arms up off of the floor. But again now, going at top speed. Yeah. A bunch of floppy fish here at Spirit Rock on Friday afternoon. Let it travel, as long as it doesn't hurt your shoulders or your neck, let it travel upward. Going at top speed. Yep, and then again, like train into the station, slowing down, releasing the movement all together, and feel the wave of sensation that travels up through nervous system, through breath cycle, to find even a little relaxation, even a little peace. It could be as simple as that, just lying on the floor, flopping around. So then from here, stretch both legs out long. Legs are straight. And keep your left leg straight. Really reach out through your left heel and draw your right knee into your chest. And you can interlace your fingers around your right shin. Keep reaching out through your left leg. And then release your right leg down along the floor and stretch that right leg out long as you draw your left knee into your chest. And if you have a hip issue, just be really gentle with this movement. And then again, release your left leg, stretch the left leg out long as you draw your right knee into your chest. Notice that in this movement, as you go side to side, we'll go side to side now, there's stability in one leg, in the straight leg, and there's movement on the other side. Your awareness is being asked to shift between the right and the left sides of your body. And this is a powerful way of working with the nervous system that can really get stuck in that fight, flight, freeze, submit stress response. The next time that your left knee is drawn into your chest, keep a hold of your left shin. So left knee into the chest, keeping a hold of your left shin. Then please bend your right knee and set your right foot to the floor. And walk your right foot a little bit out to the right so you have some distance. Yep, the right foot moves towards the right side of your mat. Now, flex your right foot and let your right knee rock out to the right. Let it drop out to the right. Then roll across your heel and the ball of your foot to bring the knee back up to center and let the knee drop into the midline, keeping the left shin just as it is. And then again, let that right knee drop out to the right. And start to go side to side this way. So the right knee is dropping out to the side and into the midline. But as best you can, try to keep the left side of your body stable. Like a car with windshield wipers. Ideally, the windshield wipers are going side to side, but the whole car is not going side to side. So in this afternoon practice, we'll work, as I said, with this left-right balance. We're also working with some of the major muscle groups that hold the stress response, including the muscles around the legs and the buttocks that literally hold that fight-or-flight response in the tissues. So then from there, bring your right knee back into the center, release your left foot to the floor, draw your right shin in, and you can hold your right shin with both hands. Left knee is bent, and you can step your left foot out to the left and begin to rock the knee out to the left and then back into the midline. Best if the knee is bent, if you can do it. Foot on the floor, that's it. And again, the right side of the body is stable as the left side moves. As you do the movement, as you work with your body in this way, notice your breathing. In the morning practice, I was really guiding that even inhalation and even exhalation. This afternoon, really inviting you to trust your breath in this moment. How is it now? And then from there, bringing that left knee to point back up to the ceiling. Set both feet to the floor. Cross your right ankle above your left knee. Flex your right foot and bring your arms up into the goalpost position so elbows are aligned with your shoulders. Keep the flex of your right foot and draw your left knee into your chest. So often we do this pose with the hands around the leg, but today we're keeping the arms lifted to really work with the opening of the hips without forcing into the stretch. With that right ankle flexed, press your right knee away from your right shoulder. Mm-hmm. Breathing here. With your arms overhead, there's a greater movement of the breath into the back body, the back ribs. And then from there, draw the left knee in more, and you can interlace your hands behind your left thigh. Taking your hands, your right arm between your two legs. Yeah. Just take a moment to enjoy this deep opening into the right buttock and the right hamstrings and outer hip. Again, these are some of the muscles that can really tighten down when we've been holding a stress response in the body. From there, release your left foot to the floor, both feet to the floor, crossing left ankle above your right knee. Bring arms up into goalpost to begin. Flex the left foot a lot and draw your right knee into your chest without holding the right thigh at all. Flex that left foot and use your left leg muscles to send your left knee away from your left shoulder. Allow for your breath again to move into your back body. And then from there, draw your right knee into your chest, interlace your fingers behind your thigh, and enjoy this opening into the buttock and the outer hip. This is a movement I would really recommend practicing before you go to bed at night, because it can release this deeply held tension. Again, as I said, these muscles that really propel us through space. And so they historically have always held the stress response or the fear response. Good. From here, release your right foot to the floor, both feet to the floor, keeping knees bent. And now bring your palms together and begin to rub your palms together. So you create awareness, friction, and heat in the palms of your hands. Then from there, you're going to cup your hands over your eyes, your palms over your eyes, so that you cover the socket completely without placing any pressure at all on your eyes themselves. With your eyes closed, let the eyes soften, your eyelids, your inner eyes, and the outer corners of your eyes, all very, very soft here. Let's do one more. So releasing your hands off of your eyes, then rub your palms together, creating that sense of heat in the palms of your hands. And then again, cupping hands over your eyes. And one further step that can be quite helpful is with your eyes closed to actually envision the color black. This can deeply relax the optic nerve, which travels straight through the center of your skull. Great. Then from there, releasing your hands, roll over onto your side and press yourself up. And we'll again turn the lights on if we can. We'll come up to a comfortable seat. So same options as I offered earlier in the day. You could sit in Vajrasana or you could sit cross-legged. And from here, you're going to just take your knuckles of both hands, bring your hands up, your knuckles up, right below your cheekbones. So we're catching the upper border of the masseter muscle, which holds the stress response, in case you didn't notice, right? And you're just going to gently slide your knuckles straight down towards your mandible, towards the lower jaw. You can let your jaw hang open. No one's looking. And this can be as gentle or as intense as you'd like it to be. Just make sure it's just below your jawline there. Yeah, that's it. And sliding down to the lower jaw. So you definitely don't want it on your temple. You can move a little bit back towards the ear canal. So the jaw is in very close proximity to the brain and holds many of our responses, including anxiety, stress, fear. Great. Okay, and then from here, just release for a moment and notice the quality of sensation or ease around your skull, having just worked with the eyes and with your jaw. And then allowing your eyes to open, we're going to come down into a supported child's pose. So not one size fits all, that's for sure. Some people, this won't work well for your knees. But what I'll invite you to do is to take a blanket, another folded blanket, place it right across your lap. And it kind of depends on your body whether it needs to be thicker. And then you'll also take a block. You're going to fold forward over the blanket and then rest your forehead on the block with your arms stretched out in front like you're doing dog pose. So if this doesn't work for you, you could take the blanket out. Right, if it's the blanket that doesn't work. If you have a knee issue, then you can do the pose lying on your back. So it's just the same thing with the blanket, but you're lying on your back. So there's no downward pressure on your knees. You want to really take the blanket right up to the tops of your thighs so that it's in the deep low belly. And as you deepen your breath here, you can feel the belly pushing into the blanket. You might also sense the way that your breath moves into your back body, opening the backs of the lungs and the back edge of your diaphragm. With the forehead supported, there's more ability to quiet the front brain, that planning, thinking part of the brain, and also to soften and quiet your eyes. Breathing through your nose, but again, allowing the breath to move as it needs to. Feeling that the breath can move into the backs of your lungs, the back of the diaphragm. I've spoken several times about feeling the breath in your back body. So often when there's anxiety, the whole nervous system, our whole awareness is moving forward in time and space. And so spreading the awareness to the back body is another way of calming and inviting spaciousness into the nervous system. From here, you can walk your hands underneath your shoulders and then rise and come up. Place the blanket to the side, the block to the side, and come up onto all fours. Working again with the balance of right and left sides of the body, balance on your left hand and sweep your right arm just straight out to the right and turn your head and look to the left. From here, on your exhale, release that right hand down. Feel the transition of weight into your right hand as you sweep your left arm to the left and you turn your head and you look to the right. Good. From there, releasing that left hand down, now stretch your left leg straight out behind you, and you can take the ball of that left foot onto the floor for support, or if you'd like more challenge, you can bring the left leg parallel to the floor. And then again, sweep your right arm out to the right and turn your head and look to the left. Exhale and release hand and knee to the floor, head into midline. Feel the transition to your other hand and your other knee. As you reach the right leg back, stretch the left arm out and turn your head and look to the right. Just start to go side to side this way at your own rhythm. And again, if it's too much on the wrists, you can just rest back for a few moments in the child's pose. Great. Really, really nice. And then from there, coming back into the midline, turn your toes under and we'll lift up and back into downward facing dog. And at the end of your next exhalation, step your feet forward to your hands and we'll rise and come all the way up to standing. Good. Just taking a moment when you arrive in standing again to sense and feel your body in space and your feet on the floor. Notice the changes in your breath. So every time we change our relationship to gravity, the body cares for us. From here, we'll try the triangle pose. You're going to turn and face the east wall now. You'll use a block for this pose. We'll step your feet apart as we did earlier, and we'll turn the left foot in and right foot out and set your block to your right outer lower leg. From here, inhale, take your arms wide, and then exhale and set your right hand to the block and your left hand to your left hip. If there's restriction in your right leg, you could bend the knee a little bit here today. From here, turn your gaze and look down to your right foot and really see the right foot in space and feel the contact of your right foot to the floor. Maintain the contact of your right foot to the floor, but turn your gaze and look towards the ceiling. And as you do, you can roll your left shoulder back so the chest opens. Again, keep the left side of the chest open and turn your gaze to look down to your right foot. See the right foot in space. Feel its contact with the earth as you again turn your gaze and look towards the ceiling. From here, I'll invite you to reach your left arm up towards the ceiling and allow yourself to do whatever you would like with that left arm. So it might feel like you want to reach it overhead. You might want to take it behind you or sweep it towards your left foot. Just whatever you would like to do with that left arm, allowing yourself here to trust your own experience. Staying connected to breath and sensation. And then from there, take your left hand to your left hip. Look down at your right foot again, really seeing your stability here. And inhale and rise, coming back up. And exhale, take the same thing on the other side. So turning right foot in and left foot out, set the block to your outer left leg. Again, inhale and take your arms wide. Exhale, take left hand to the block, right hand to your hip, and turn your gaze to look down at your left foot. See your left foot in space, and really feel your foot in contact with the floor. And then maintain that as you turn your gaze and you look towards the ceiling, allowing the right arm bone to roll back. And then again, look down towards your left foot. Seeing your foot in contact with the floor, feeling those sensations. And again, maintain that sense of contact as you turn your gaze and look up. Reach the right arm up and allow yourself to do whatever you would like with that right arm. Maybe you want to just keep it where it is. Maybe you want to take it overhead or towards your heel. Knowing that you can trust your own embodied experience. That within the foundation, the grounding of the pose, it's fine to explore movement. From here, take your right hand to your right hip. Press down into both feet and inhale to rise and come up to center. Revolve your feet to parallel and heel toe to step your feet together. And we'll set the block to the side. This will be the tree pose, a balance pose. So if you need to come to the wall and have a hand on the wall, please do so. We're going to begin by balancing on the left leg. We'll externally rotate the right leg as we did earlier. And you can set the sole of your right foot to your left lower leg. Or bring the sole of your foot up to your left upper inner thigh. From here, stretch your arms up to the ceiling and turn your gaze and look to the left. Still feeling that right knee in space, even as your gaze turns away from the right leg. Then if you have a hand on the wall, it'll be just one arm. But for everyone else in the middle of the room, allow yourself to do whatever you'd like with your arms. Trusting that with the foundation of the standing leg and the breath and awareness, that it's okay to move in this position. Good. And then from there, exhaling to release the arms down. Release your right leg down. And as you release the weight off of your left leg, notice again the blood and nerve pulse down through that left leg. Now shifting your weight into your right leg, externally rotate your left leg. Take the sole of your foot to your lower leg or your upper inner thigh. Whichever one allows you to feel more grounded and at ease in the pose. As you reach your arms up, turn your head and look to the right. So you're looking away from the left knee, even as you sense that left leg in space. And from the stability, allow your arm or your arms to move in whatever way you'd like. And then from there, exhale and release both arms down. Release your leg down, shifting the weight to balance on both feet. And again, notice the way that your body is taking care of you, increasing the blood flow through that standing leg. From here, step up to the top of your mat. You can set the block to the side. And on your inhalation, reach both arms up to the ceiling. And exhale, bend your knees to fold forward. Following the course of your breath, inhale to raise your heart and look up. And then exhale and step back into our last downward facing dog of the day. And in this dog pose, allow yourself to move in any way that you'd like. Trusting that you have done this pose before. We're not here to perfect your pose, And this can be a time to trust your body's movement and its instincts. At the end of your next exhalation, walk your feet forward to your hands, and we're going to come all the way down onto our backs with a strap and two blocks close by. Or sorry, one block close by. And once you've come down, draw both knees into your chest and catch both feet in your strap and stretch both legs up to vertical, holding one end of the strap in each hand. You can hold the strap with straight arms, which just brings more ease down through the inner arms and the upper chest. Possibly the most grounding pose that we have, this is the Supta Dandasana. So with your ankles stacked directly over your hips, pull straight down on the strap and feel this grounding action into your sacrum. Breathing here. Feel the upward energy of the legs coupled with the sacrum and the spine in contact with the floor. And feel your breath moving into your back body. From here, take an inhalation, and on your exhalation, release your feet from the strap and set both feet to the floor. And this will be our one inversion of the day. It's a variation of the shoulder stand, but we will not go into shoulder stand. You're going to press your feet into the floor and lift your pelvis up and slide your block in underneath your sacrum. And it can be at any height. So if you have a strong practice, you practice all the time, you might go on a higher block. Or if you have any restriction, you might be at a lower block, the block on a lower level. From here, as you did in the bridge pose in the morning practice, wrap your outer shoulders under so that you broaden your upper chest and turn your inner arms and your palms up to face the ceiling. Take a moment to check for sure that the block is under your sacrum and not in your lower back. And then draw your right knee into your chest and stretch your right leg up to vertical. Test the waters here and feel, is the block stable and steady? If not, you need to shift it towards your tailbone and possibly lower it down one level. From here, keep lifting through your chest and see what it's like to start to lift your other leg up. I'm just going to shift the block down a little bit. Yeah, yeah, and see if can bounce. That's a pretty narrow block. Let me see if I can get another one. Yeah. If it doesn't work to raise both legs, just do one leg at a time and let the focus be on the lifting and broadening of your upper chest. Yeah, there you are. Let your gaze turn down towards your heart and feel for the breath moving in your throat. So this is a powerful pose for calming the nervous system. So often we've been trained to think of yoga asana as a form of exercise. So we're wondering where the stretch is or where the challenge is. But we can think of yoga asana, these movements that we practice, in terms of nourishing your nervous system. And that's the approach that we're taking today. Bringing the legs above the heart, above the belly, nourishing these energetic centers of the body, the deep belly and the heart area. Take another three breaths, and as best you can, keep your gaze turning towards your heart, the sense of quieting the eyes, releasing the space between your eyebrows. From here, take a big in-breath And on your out-breath, lower your feet down to the mat. Come up onto your tiptoes to extract the block and slide the block out to the side. Lower your pelvis all the way down to the floor. And take a moment just to hug your knees into your chest. As you draw your thighs in against your belly, feel the breath moving into the back body, into the side ribs. Each time that you bring your awareness back to your breathing, back to your internal experience, you're resourcing yourself. You're building resilience. And it takes patience. From here, set your feet to the floor and roll over to your right side. Press yourself back up to seated. You can sit on your zabutan, on your zafu rather. Sit up high enough so you feel comfortable. And if you feel like you need to lie down, then absolutely. We'll take a short breathing exercise. And this is called Nadi Shodhana. Many of you know this practice. And it's considered the most calming and balancing breathing practice in the pranayama system that we have. And so very powerful. Again, working with the balance of the left and right sides. So from here, raise your right hand. And I'm not going to mirror you. So I'll be doing, it'll look like I'm holding the opposite hand. And bring your middle finger and point your finger in towards your palm, and then turn your palm to face you. Relax your right shoulder, and just very lightly rest your ring finger on the left side of your nose, right where it goes from the fleshy part of the nostril to the cartilage of the nose, and then your thumb on the other side, on the right side. Now, without creating any restriction just yet, breathe in and out through your nose. With a gentle inhalation and a gentle exhalation. If at any point this practice feels like it's not working for you, you can release your hand and just notice the flow of the breath in your nostrils. From here, we'll all exhale together, breathing out through your nose. At the end of the exhalation, close your left nostril gently and breathe in through your right nostril. At the top of the in-breath, close the right nostril, open your left nostril, and breathe out through your left nostril. At the end of your exhalation, breathe in through your left nostril. The top of inhale, close both, open the right, and breathe out through the right. And that's one cycle. Keep going this way at your own rhythm. Let it be gentle. Really trust your instinct for how long the in-breath and how long the out-breath should be. And I encourage you, after this day of working with the diaphragm and ribs, to really feel the movement in ribs and diaphragm of each of your breaths. The next time that you find yourself breathing out through your right nostril, release your hand back down to your thigh. And breathe naturally through both nostrils. From here, for the last few moments, minutes of our time, I invite you to either stay here and seated, being aware of your body and your breath, or to lie flat on your mat in Shavasana pose. here in the Shavasana. And for all of us, we can place one hand on the belly and one hand on the heart. Grounding, making contact, self-nurturing. And if you're in the Shavasana, you can bend your knees and release your hands to roll to your side and to come up to seated. And in the words of the Buddha, within this fathom-long body, the whole of the Dharma is revealed. So the states that arise on this path of human life can become a friend and an ally in our awakening as we approach them with gentleness and with compassion. So let's end our day together on an exhalation. We'll bring our hands together and bring our voices together in the sound of Om. We'll chant three times. Thank you, everyone. Namaste.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.